North Rock Podcast.
Well, good morning, North Rock, and Happy New Year. Huh? Everybody doing good? Yeah, you sure? It's okay if you're not. You know, really good to be with you guys this morning. Really excited about this new series that we're going to be in, talking about how it is that we establish new rhythms and find new revelation for a new year. And so this year we're going to be talking, or these next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about different rhythms in our lives that help us experience more of Jesus in our lives. Does that sound like a good thing to kind of do while we're here? I do have to make one comment to Sean, though. Sean oversees our communications department, does all of the great graphics that you see and all the stuff that we do online. And Sean, you're doing an amazing job. But I do have to say that if we are in a corporate fest, it is just cruel and unusual punishment, my friend, to be putting pie night and, you know, we're selling breakfast burritos for the missions trip. And that's just going to be a tough 21 days for some of us, isn't it? Yeah, it's going to be a little rough. So, but we'll make it through together, right? Well, I am glad that we're all here this morning. You guys are already illustrating part of my message, and that is that part of the spiritual rhythms of our life are being together in corporate worship, right? That you guys should all be commended for the very first Sunday of the year. You guys are in church. So go ahead and give yourselves a hand. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to, right? If you don't do it, nobody else is going to. Well, we are in a series that we're going to be talking about how it is that we live more of that abundant life that Jesus promised us. Right? John chapter 10, verse 10. You guys remember that one? Says in the Message Bible, the thief's purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Now you guys feel the contrast in that? You feel the paradox in that statement? You know, in the New Living Translation, it's stated this way, that the thief did not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundant. And this one here is one of my favorite versions. The New International Version states it this way, that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it to the full. And the reason that I share that verse is, number one, that it helps us set our spiritual expectations for a new year, right? How many of you guys going into 2015 are believing God for some big stuff? Man, I hope you are. I hope you are, because the word abundant, when you really look at it in the Greek, means abundant. I mean, it really does. It means a lot better, greater quality than you could ever imagine or ever hope for. That is the God that we serve this morning. That's not just the God of, well, here's a nickel. Have fun, right? He gave his very life so that we could experience his life in this world and in eternity. Isn't that a good news this morning, huh? And I don't know if you guys are the type of people that do New Year's resolutions or not. I'm not going to get into the debate on no, yes, you know, probably split half and half. You know, this is what I would say about it, is that New Year's resolutions are good. There's power in stating a goal, in saying this is what I want my life to be about. This is what I want to do more of because it's a value, because it's important to me, because it's something I want to do. But I also know there's a bunch of people also that have done that and not been able to really meet the goals that they've set, right? So we all live with a little bit of disappointment in us. And this is what I would say. It's important that we do that because we strive towards those goals. And even if we fail 2, 3, 5, 150 times in trying to get to where we know that God's called us to, we ought to continue to do that, don't you think? But better than that, the good news is that Jesus doesn't just say, hey, just try to live a better life. Good luck. Right? That's not the God that we serve. We serve an incarnate God, a God of kenosis, a God who lives in us and through us and in between us, right? That's the God that we serve. And so for me, my challenge to us as a church is let's come before him. Let's soak in his presence. Let's soak in his presence and let's experience more of Jesus so that we can be more of Jesus to those outside of here, right? Because here's the word of caution. Here's the concern of my heart, is that it's really easy in today's world for us as people that follow Christ, that identify ourselves as those who love Jesus, to get a full life without being full of life. You guys know what I'm talking about? That's what that John 10:10 verse is a warning about. It's saying that, hey, you have the opportunity to experience abundant life. My question for us to wrestle with today is, when was the last time we felt like we have abundance in our hearts, in our lives? And what we do, we know theologically it's true. It's easy to say, well, Jesus said it, so it's true. Right? That's the religious approach, right? I memorize it, therefore I am. Right? No, it's about how we experience it. How do we unwrap it? How do we live it out more and more and more in our lives? And, you know, the reason that I start our message today with John 10:10 is because I believe that that dynamic that we just read about in John 10:10 is active in our very lives right now. Right? How many of you guys with me that if someone tried to break into my house and steal my stuff and hurt me or hurt my family or take my stuff or kill me or kill my stuff or kill my family, that we'd rise up and we'd battle against it, right? And we can say that, right? So don't come knocking on my door, right? Well, Jesus gave us the warning. He said there's a thief in the house and he wants to steal the abundant life that God's given you. And so today I just want us at the beginning of the year, as we set some new rhythms, as we set some new priorities, as we really think about what we want to be and as people of God, that we do a little inventory check. Make sure that our wallets weren't lifted. Now, if they have at church, that's bad, okay? But I'm talking about a spiritual inventory where we look deep inside of our souls and our hearts and say, Lord, what is in there? What is in there? That's what fasting is all about. That's what fasting and prayer coupled together is about. Is it's just saying, hey, I want to make sure that my spiritual house is in order, and I want to do a little house clean to make sure that there's plenty of room for the abundant life of Jesus to flow in and through my life. Why does a thief come to kill, steal, and destroy in our lives? One, because he hates the Spirit of God. He hates that we carry this message inside of us. He doesn't dig that we're all in church on a Sunday morning talking about the hope of Jesus Christ for people's lives. But that's what happens, and we have to come fully prepared to defend what God has given us and to maintain the character, the health, the mind, the emotions that are under attack day in and day out. You guys feel it? You guys feel the spiritual attack sometimes? I hope so, because it's happening, whether you're aware of it or not. Right, he just pokes it. And this is my theory. This isn't gospel. This is just Chad's opinion. They gave me a mic, so I'm going to share it. Okay? And simply this, why is it that the enemy of our souls works so hard to discredit the vessel, to discredit the person, to discredit the character, the will, the emotions of the person carrying God's Spirit? Why is that? Why is it that the church is under attack so much in today's society? Why is it that people don't want to be a part of what God's doing, right? Why is that? Well, because it's one of two things. It's because he knows that his days are numbered. He knows that he's living on borrowed time, and he knows that he wants a lot of people to join him in that journey, right? Whereas God has said, it's done, I've completed it, and the only way that he can get us to relinquish the abundant life that Jesus has given us is if we just choose not to participate in it. We fill our lives with a bunch of other stuff that are sometimes good stuff, sometimes not so good stuff, right? That keeps us from experiencing the abundance of Jesus. How many of you with me would say, God, I want abundance this year. I want abundance in my spiritual life. I want to be a spiritual powerhouse. Someone that people can look to and find strength of the Holy Spirit in that life, right? So that's why we're doing this series. It's called Soak. And the whole idea behind the concept is that it's not just New Year's resolution that moves us forward towards our goals. It's the fact that God gives us revelation, that his word reveals his best purposes, his best plans that he wants to give us in this world. And it's from that place of revelation that we have confidence to pursue the journey that he's given us. How many of you guys know that the Word of God says that he wants to direct the steps of the righteous? That's his desire. He wants us to know him so intimately, so well, that we can be confident to go forward in what he's called us to do, individually and corporately. That's what this first year, part of the year, is about, that we're reviewing those things and we're working towards those things. And I can tell you, I've felt abundance at times, but I also have to admit to you, as a pastor, as a Word of God, preacher, man, guy, sometimes it doesn't feel all that abundant. And can I be honest today? Right? That sometimes life is hard. We face all kinds of challenges. We face all kinds of those things. But that doesn't discredit the Word of God. That doesn't make God's Word any less true. It just means that I've still got something to do to connect and to grab a hold of and to retain what Jesus wants to do in my life, right? That's what rhythms do. They release more of God's will in our life. And as we talk about this Sunday, the spiritual priorities in our lives, I hope that we can take a few moments today and just sit and soak in a couple of scriptures and really be ministered to by the Holy Spirit on what those mean to us individually, okay? So let me pray, and then we'll jump in. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word to us. And Lord, we don't want to be a people who approach you with a ho-hum attitude this year, oh God. Lord, we know that your word is true. We know that it's vital and that it has power to transform our lives. And Lord, we want nothing less than transformation today. Lord, we don't want an entertaining speaker. Lord, we don't want just good quality in the message and those things. Lord, we want to meet with you and we want to be changed to live a life that reflects your abundant life in us. So Lord, today that's our expectation, that's our hope, and that's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I mentioned just a few minutes ago that I have felt abundance at times, but it's not all the time, right? How many of you guys know that there's spiritual mountaintop moments, but there's also the valleys, right? And Jesus is with us in both of them, amen? Isn't that important to remember that? Because there are times when I'm in that low valley, and I'm like, God, what did I do? Did I turn left when I was supposed to go right? What's going on? But the good news is that he's a God that comes with us along in the journey, that he guides us, he leads us, and his word promises to do that. And in a physical sense, I've had times where I've felt really invigorated, like full of life, like abundant life, right? And one of those was last winter. I was up in with my family in Pagosa Springs at a place called The Springs. And it's a setup of about 23 different geothermal kind of mineral, what do they call them, hot springs, right? Mineral hot springs. Anybody ever been up there? Oh, yeah, okay. So you guys know what I'm talking about, right? You sit in those waters, and it's like the fountain of life, baby. It's like you get out of that, and the first 3 seconds out of sitting in one of those, you're like, man, I could play football again. I could, really. I could call up some of my friends, see if I can get a shot somewhere, right? Or I can go ride bulls again, right? And then that cold weather starts to settle in again, and you go, maybe not, right? Maybe not. But that's kind of what it's like when we come before the Lord and sit in his presence. It's like in that environment, in that those geothermal mineral hot waters, which range, they say, from 83 degrees to 114 degrees, depending on kind of what your temperature is. And if you're like me, you want the full experience. And so those particular sets of soaking pools actually embed themselves, come up right up next to the San Juan River. And about this time of year, the San Juan River is running about 20 degrees. So they have one where you can actually get out of that soaking tub and step right into the cold river. So if you want to try it that way, you'll really experience something, right? I mean, you want the full effect of, whoa, man, look at what happened, right? It's that. And if you're like me, you'll do it 3 times. First time up to your waist, second time up to your neck, third time you got to go full submersion, right? And when you come out, I mean, it's like a spiritual experience, like, whoa, what just happened there? And I guess there's some science behind this in that they say that the sodium that's in those soaks have been known to relieve symptoms of arthritis, that the potassium normalizes heart rhythms, assists in reducing high blood pressure, eliminates body toxins, and it promotes healthy skin. The potassium, God bless you, the potassium normalizes heart rhythms, assists in reducing high blood pressure, eliminates body toxins, promotes healthy skin. I think I just said that. Magnesium maintains normal heart rhythms, converts blood sugar to energy. It maintains muscular tissue and hormone levels, right? The silica strengthens bones, boosts the immune system, promotes healthy nerves, mucous membranes, hair, and nails. And it's used in treating acne and migraines. The boron boosts brain activity, builds muscle mass, and strengthens bones. And it goes on and on and on. Why do I share that with us today? Why do I do this? No, it's not because I have a timeshare up there and that, you know, I'm doing some infomercial for them. It's to remind us that if sitting in hot water, that type of hot water, has that many benefits. I mean, I stopped short on the list. How much more so soaking in the presence and the intimacy of the living God? That really, when we protect the wells, when we protect the Spirit's flow in our lives by spending that when we protect that time to be with Him, that there are benefits that we know that we do not even see right now. That it's not just for eternity, but it's for now. And that His kingdom has come, that His will is being done by people all over the world, and He wants us to participate in that. Isn't that exciting news this morning, church? That when we fast and we pray and we guard that time as we set these new rhythms of our life for 2015, as we make it our heart's desire to be in church consistently, as we make it our desire to experience more of Jesus than we ever have in our lives, that we actually soak in living water. We soak in the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it's a lot like kind of going to the great physician for a checkup, right? It's an ability to just say, God, I'm laying it before you once again. I know you see all things. You know all things. Lord, I want more of you. And I got to move some other things out of the way so that I can experience more of you. Luke chapter 12, verse 31 says this, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and He will give you everything that you need. Again, that's the generosity of the God we serve. And so if I'm in a season where I feel lack, if I'm in a season where I'm missing something, it's not because God's not being faithful, right? He's the one that's always faithful. I mean, there's a historical narrative in the Scriptures. It's not just a story. This is a living testimony that we could all sit around and give testimony to in this place today, right? That He will give us everything that we need. 2 Peter 1:3 states it this way, that by His divine power, God has given us everything that we need for a godly life. Everything that we need. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who has called us to Himself by means of His glorious, or by His marvelous glory and excellence, right? And here's one of my favorites. You may know this one. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Again, the service today is simply, I'm going to give you some scriptures. We're going to soak in them a little bit. And I hope that they'll encourage your heart. I hope they'll expand your heart for believing for more from God this year than you've ever experienced. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 says this. Then Jesus said, come to me. This is the New Living Translation I'm reading. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. How many of you guys want rest in your souls? How many of you guys want to experience that peace that only God can bring in the midst of a very busy world that we live? And this is how He concludes. He says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden that I give you is light. How many of you guys know that passage is easy to memorize and a lot harder to experience in a day-to-day, moment-by-moment activity? Right? But that's God's desire. He wants us to experience it. And if you do me just the favor, right now, I'd like you to just kind of close your eyes. I'm going to read this same passage. Again, this is a way of us practicing spiritual priorities and rhythms in our lives. I'm going to read that same passage from the Message Bible, and it simply says this. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Can you hear Jesus' voice in this? Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Oh, I love that. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. It says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. You'll learn to live freely and lightly. Now, before you guys zonk out and fall asleep on me, I need you to open your eyes again, look back up here. And if you've been zonked out, this is a good time to open your eyes, look up here. Right? It's a good promise to us, isn't it? That's what abundant life is. Him in us carrying the burdens. Him in us living through us. Isaiah 58, verse 11 through 14, and it's going to be kind of our last passage we're going to talk about today, says it this way. It says, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you're dry, restoring your strength, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Psalm 1, anyone? You guys remember last week, right? So it says that those who delight in the Lord will prosper, right? that they're blessed, that that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, right? Which yields its fruit in season and out of it. Its leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. That's what abundance means. Verse 12 in Isaiah 58 again, continuing, it says, some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities, and then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls, as a restorer of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Again, God's word indicating, keep your spiritual rhythms. They're important. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything that you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Then the Lord will be your delight, and I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised to your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. Isn't that a good promise, church? That's who he is. That's the abundance that he wants us to have, and he wants us to contend for, believe for, and practice the spiritual rhythms that release more of his life in our life. When we fast and pray, when we come to church, when we read our scriptures, when we're in times of solitude and silence with the Lord, we're preparing the Lord's vessel, the container for his very spirit. And our lives carry living water to others. And that's what refreshes, what cleanses, what purifies, what nourishes, what heals both us and those that come into contact with us. And here are the only qualifications for a vessel. So if you're wondering, why am I here this morning? What's the thing that this guy's talking about? Here it is. I'm going to give you two qualifications for being a vessel for the Lord. How many of you guys are interested in being a vessel for the Lord in 2015? I want to carry living water. That's what I want to do. Simply this. One, a vessel needs to be clean. How many of you guys know Jesus takes care of that for us? And we accept his payment at Calvary, when we know that he died on the cross, rose from the dead from 3 days later to pay for my sin and yours. We're clean, baby. We're clean. But how many of you guys know that as you carry your vessel through this world, there's some stuff that can get in you, right? Some of those toxins that come out of you sitting in the hot springs, they can get on us, but they can't stay in us if we bring it back to Jesus, right? And that's what we got to do. We got to be a clean vessel. That God pours out his living water, not from a little sippy cup. Beep. It's what you get. It's all you deserve, right? How many of you guys know people live that way? Because the enemy's lied and stolen the truth of who they are in God and some of the promises that God has for lives. 2015, I'm believing for big dreams for your lives, church. We talk about it all the time. This isn't a church of let's come and listen to the preacher guy. This is a church of we're on mission together. This is a church of everyone plays, everyone's in the game. And my best days are the days when I see you guys living out the dreams that God has for your life. But the vessel needs to be clean, and here's the second one. You guys ready for this one? This is a hard one. This is really difficult. Maybe not. It needs to be empty. You guys know that you can't pour a lot more water into this cup. Because it's already full. It's already full, right? And so part of the rhythms of our life of saying, okay, God, what's in me? What needs to be in me? What doesn't need to be in me? What's helpful for eternity? What's not? And sometimes we need to do a little spiritual house cleaning in our lives, right? We need to unclutter some things because we have company coming over, right? We just all had the holidays, didn't we? I mean, we must have had 17 parties over the holidays. This group and that group and this group. And it seemed like we were always cleaning up, always kind of decluttering things for people to come over just so that they could clutter my house again, right? That's really what the rhythm of grace is. Experiencing that it's not a burden, that it's his power carrying it in us, but we got to pay attention to those things so that we're not, so those dreams, those promises of God that we just talked about aren't stolen from us. Does that make sense? You guys tracking with me today? That's good because, you know, this is all I got. It's the best I can do, man. It's the best I can do. Okay, so the reason I talk about that is empty and clean. That the oil of the Holy Spirit will flow and overflow in our lives to the degree that we make room for that in our lives. That's what I'm trying to get to today. And I'd also like to suggest that we have a role in determining by faith and expectancy how much of God's living water pours in and through us. I'm going to let that one sit for a minute. I'd like to suggest that we have a role in determining what size of container God pours living water into. And we can go with the tall or the venti. All right? I want the venti. We can show up with expectancy before God with a thimble. God, I need my daily ration. Thank you very much. Right? Or we can bring that tank and say, God, pour it out. Lord, we know that you are not limited, that you can pour out blessing in our lives. That's what this series is about, you guys. Looking at physical priorities, spiritual priorities, relational priorities that allow the abundance of God to flow in our lives. That's what we're about here at North Rock. And as you sit here today, I want us to wrestle with that question. What size of cup, what size of container have I brought before the Lord as I sit here today? Is it a thimble or is it a reservoir? Because he's not restrained from giving you all that you need. That's what the promises we just read about. You guys remember a story from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. It's the prophet Elisha and the widow of Zarephath, right? And in that situation, he comes upon a woman that, that was having some lack. And God says, Elisha says, you know, go get some jars, and the Lord's gonna provide oil for them, because that's how they lit their house. That's how they made their money. They sold those things. That was him meeting their needs, those sustenance, right? And it says that she kept bringing jars and kept bringing jars and kept bringing jars, and that the oil never stopped until what? Until she stopped bringing jars. Church, let's keep bringing our jars before the Lord. Let's keep believing him for a better tomorrow than yesterday. Let's believe God for our very best year ever here at North Rock and individually. Amen? Yeah, we can believe for that, can't we? So what happens in this prayer time when we protect uncluttered, unhurried, unhindered space for worship, prayer, study, confession, thanksgiving, and consecration? Three things happen. One, scripture reading. If you're wondering, what am I going to do when I'm on this fast? Am I just going to sit here? Awkward. No, we're going to put the scriptures in our heart. We're going to allow them to go deep inside of our soul so we can be people like Proverbs chapter 4 says, that my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart. For they bring life. Bring what? Life. What kind of life? Abundant life. Ooh, I like that. To those who find them in healing for their whole bodies. Guard your heart above all else. Again, there's that warning that Jesus gave us in John 10:10, right? Guard your heart, because there's all kinds of subtleties that try to steal the abundance that God wants to give you in this world. All kinds of traps out there. Guard your heart above all else, because it determines your course of life. That's good. So the second thing that we do is prayer. Okay? And what's prayer? I know we can make it complicated, especially in church. We got to start with this word. We got to keep it in this cadence. We got to do it in this octave. Now, prayer is just simply having a conversation with your Heavenly Father that loves you. It's talking about the things that are going on, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's going to him and saying, God, I need your resource for this situation. God, I need your mindset for this idea. I need your grace, your abundant grace, right, for this person, right? That's what prayer is. And the third thing, the one that I want to end on today as we draw near to our conclusion here, don't you love preachers? They can give you four or five of those. I'm not one of those, I promise. I'm done. We're going to end. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up so we can respond to the Lord. The third thing that we do in that prayer time is reflection. Reflection. Where we actually take that scripture, we use it as a mirror, and we look at ourselves. And we say, God, what of this is true? What of this is not? God, what is it that you want to do in my life today? God, what is it that you want to accomplish in my life today? Reflection is a great way to do that is journaling, right? And for you fellas in the house, I'm not talking about keeping a diary, all right? It's not a diary, but it's a record of God's faithfulness in our lives. I'm telling you, some of my most encouraging times when I'm in those valleys is when I go back and say, God, you were faithful here, and you were faithful here, and you were faithful here, and you were faithful here. And so now I can trust you with my future. Let me guys know it's hard to trust God with your future if you don't see his faithfulness in the past. God is faithful. He's been faithful. There's a historical narrative called the scriptures that tell us how he's been faithful throughout time. I can give you 150 different illustrations of how he's been faithful in my life. But reflection is a very important part. We live in the era of the advent of the pause button. How many of you guys like the pause button? Huh? Better than that DVR. Oh. Right? That's what doing these habits, that's what reflection is all about. That's what journaling is about. So press the pause button and go, ooh, that word, Lord, that seems to have some significance in my life. Lord, I want abundant life. Not just some, not just getting by. I want abundance because I want to be blessed to be a blessing to this world. So here's some tools, some ways that we can help you soak in the intimacy of the Lord. One, if you'll go to northrockchurch.com/soak, we have got all kinds of tools on there online to help you think about resources for fasting. We have a wonderful fasting journal, which basically just has one chapter from the scriptures that we can all kind of participate in together if you would choose to. And then it breaks it down on that kind of a reflection of, here's the scripture, here's my observation about it, here's an application to my life, this is how it becomes real in my life, and here's my prayer, here's where I'm asking God to show up in my life. So if you like those, they're available out in the foyer. Otherwise, you can print them yourself. They're downloadable online. We've also got something on there from YouVersion, a great way to just look at a yearly reading plan, again, to help establish reading the scriptures as a pattern and a rhythm in our lives, right? So with that, we're going to go ahead and respond to the Lord in worship. And as we do, I just want you to take a little spiritual inventory. This is what I call kind of the transformational moment in our services. That we don't just come and go, oh, that was nice. The pastor said some good stuff. Say, God, what are you doing in me, right? Would you take your heart before him? And as we worship, would you do a little decluttering? Would you open your heart to a new revelation of what God wants to do in your life? Well, Father, as we dismiss our service today, Lord, we start our year with the spiritual rhythm of declaring our need for you. Lord, we are a people who know the power of your transformation in our lives. Lord, help us to exhibit that. Lord, help us to celebrate the Sabbath with joy in our hearts, knowing that you have good things for our lives. And so, Father, we soak in you, we soak in your presence, and we make it our heart's cry to stop short of nothing less than abundance in Jesus. Lord, help us to live that out day in and day out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Well, guys, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here. As always, if you'd like prayer, we're available to pray after the service. Again, don't forget to get signed up for the baptism, or if you, if you are going to be baptized, meet out in the foyer for that baptism, all right? God bless you. Happy 2015.
Thank you for listening to this North Rock resource. To find out more information about North Rock Church, check us out at www.northrockchurch.com.